distributed and marketed by Gurak Zambia Limited. Quality that's forever.
We
trust
prices. We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Scortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
Time now with 1801. Up next is the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number with 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Consortium of CSLs ready to stage peaceful demonstration in support of constitutional reform. Government launches $170 million Zambia agribusiness and trade project phase 2. In global news, Cameroon's opposition leader in the Gambia after fleeing for his safety. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. A consortium of civil society organizations says it is ready to apply for a police permit that will allow them to stage a peaceful demonstration to show support to the constitutional reforms process. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Acting Consortium Chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the organizations have moved to defend Zambia's ongoing constitutional reform process, describing current court challenges as a threat to transparency and public accountability. Mr. Ngoma says the group has also applied to join the Constitutional Court petition in order to ensure that the thousands of citizens who participated in the consultations are not sidelined. He explains that the group has been involved in the reform process since March 2025, viewing it as an important chance to strengthen governance. Mr. Ngoma has emphasized that the consortium respects the rights of other groups to petition the court, but maintains that all civil society organizations stand on equal footing in national processes.
Our consortium stands on equal footing with all other registered organizations and those who support the process and those who oppose it. In the civil society, there is no bigger brother or small brother. We are all equal. No organization or church group is more important or more legitimate than the other group. Our consortium also stands ready together for our members, countrywide, to also apply for a police permit to march to State House in support of the constitutional amendment process.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has launched the $170 million Zambia Agribusiness and Trade Project Phase 2, funded by the World Bank, with a call for stronger support to small and medium enterprises to help improve their livelihoods. Speaking during the launch of the initiative in Ndola today, Mr. Mulenga emphasized the importance of ensuring that beneficiaries of the project grants use the support effectively. Mr. Mulenga stressed that effective use of the funds will be key to achieving the project's objectives of expanding agribusiness opportunities and improving household incomes.
We need to do more than what we did. to all experienced men and women to manage this facility. To the recipients of these grants, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate you. Ms. Akaka, you are so proud of yourself today. I want you to continue doing more than what you did to inspire others to pick it up from where you are. The world bank has come to us all of the various enemies. To you that received us in the previous year, that we received today, the encouraged more than you have received. They are not your competitors, they are not your friends, but you are doing. In the end, do not choose who you give and choose everyone else.
Speaking earlier, Copperbelt Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo urged business entities in Indola, particularly those in agribusiness incorporated, to take full advantage of the $170 million World Bank funding under the second phase of the Zambia Agribusiness and Trade Project.
Leveraging the support provided under that tool, they can unleash the potential, contribute to Zambia's economic growth, and create more jobs. Beyond matching grants that may end access to finance and market, the project also provides a line of credit for agribusiness firms to invest productively.
Meanwhile, World Bank Country Director Akim Folk reaffirmed the bank's commitment to ending poverty by supporting SMEs and leverage opportunities for agribusiness subsector, and that phase two of the project will start at the end of 2025.
Agribusiness stand out as the most critical sector to achieve such inclusive growth because the majority of Zambians are depending on this sector. Agriculture remains the cornerstone of employment and livelihood in Zambia. Women often comprise the majority of the workforce. And without a transformation of this sector into higher productivity and market-oriented production, the aim of inclusive growth benefiting all Zambians will be eluded.
In more news, two civil society organizations have formally written to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, requesting an extension of the ongoing voter registration exercise from 26th November to 30th December, citing early operational challenges that hindered eligible citizens from registering. In a joint letter, Advocates for National Development and Democracy Executive Director Samuel Banda and Zambian Institute of Governance and Civil Liberties Advocacy Platform Executive Director Francis Chipili said the initial days of the registration process were affected by several setbacks that limited public participation. According to the two organizations, the challenges included technical breakdowns of registration equipment, long delays caused by frequent downtime at various centers, network connectivity problems that slowed processing, and limited publicity, which left many citizens unaware of registration venues and schedules. The two leaders acknowledged the ECZ's efforts to address these issues, noting that the registration exercise is now running more smoothly and efficiently. They have, however, stressed that an extension is necessary to ensure that all eligible voters have adequate time to register. The Zambia Land Alliance has expressed concern over an ongoing land dispute between residents or under the Vusoli Royal Establishment and the Zambia Army in the Njolwe area of Chongwe District. The conflict centers on Subdivision 1 of Farm Number 3208, which is now the focus of legal proceedings and drawing public tension, raising questions about land governance in the country. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musola says the situation reflects deeper systemic challenges in the administration and protection of land rights and has called for an independent inquiry into the historical acquisition, titling and current status of the land in Njolwe to ensure transparency and fairness. Mr. Musola is also urging authorities to impose a moratorium on evictions and demolition of structures until both legal and community